World music commentator Milo Miles finds splashes of vibrant local color in a collection of recordings by Mexican violinist Juan Reynoso, now in his 80s. In his region of the country, Reynoso is known as the Paganini of the Hotlands, and he proves that while his style of music may be out of fashion, his playing is timeless.
One never knows what to expect when listening to a regional star for the first time. Far too many local celebs are overvalued simply because their fans are friends and neighbors. And especially if the performer is elderly, nostalgia for the years of glory is always a danger. However, Mexican violinist Juan Reynoso is as precious a discovery as a good blues performer from the 1930s. Ironically, the very imperfections of his CD anthology called Plays Sones and Gustos confirm how authentic and vigorous he remained.
Soy pájaro de barranca, nacido en jardín florido. Soy pájaro de barranca, nacido en jardín florido. Cualquier gavilán me espanta, pero no he sido vendido. Donde te quiero canta, no hay galante que haga nido.
A great pleasure of performances by local bands is the combination of roughness and spirit. The vocals on Plays Sones and Gustos are not magnificent, with Juan Reynoso himself quite quavery at anything approaching a fast tempo. Reynoso is accompanied by the guitars of his sons and other players, who have a little trouble keeping the time straight on occasion. It's evident they don't play this kind of music on a regular basis. Fortunately, most of the tracks benefit from the precision and imagination of drummer Epifanio Avellaneda. And beyond that, Reynoso's playing glows with the sweet confidence of a veteran still entertained by his work. Everyone around knows he's the neighborhood virtuoso, and it's both undeniable and no big deal. Reynoso plays Mexican variants on the Cuban style known as son that date from the 1930s and before. The bands of his youth consisted of two fiddles, guitar, and drum, since these were years before horn-heavy conjunto groups and especially any electric instruments. There's a distinct European elegance to his melodic phrasing, and this whiff of the conservatory blends well with Reynoso's earthy accompaniment. Even though these performances lack all fanfare, the maestro has moments of prodigious charm, and both the dignity and the informality are essential to the strong backyard feel of Plays Sones and Gustos.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. Juan Reynoso's collection is available on the Corazon label, distributed by Rounder Records.